Hey everyone, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I'm whispering it now because I'm actually sitting here at Dean Graziosi's office. Tony Robbins is in the room next door, and we were doing this huge launch for the KBB method at mastermind.com, which is kind of crazy. And I'm going to be up in like 30 minutes from now. And so I asked my brother when it's done is to rip whatever I say and make it a podcast episode. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to say. Hopefully something good comes out of it. It's part of a really fun promotion we're doing. Last year we did this launch, and it was the biggest launch in the history of the internet. And this is year two. So hopefully we do well. But I'm going to be sharing stuff about the knowledge of business and being an expert and just all the cool things. So hopefully you guys enjoy it when we come back from the theme song. As long as nothing goes really, really bad, my brother will be plugging in my part of the presentation from tonight's live event. So hope you love it, and we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Look at this, by magic of video, Russell Brunson.
Hi, brother.
How's it going, man?
Good to see you.
You too. Good to see you.
Good to have you back. Look at 2 years in a row.
I know. Thanks for inviting me back. I'm so happy to be here.
Great. For those of you who don't know Russell, Russell's been a dear friend for, I think we've known each other for 12 years since we were both at a charity event.
Yep.
We met, I think it's over a decade. Russell started the company called ClickFunnels, one of the fastest growing. What would you say, what's the definition of your company besides a world changer? Like, he made being online and marketing and building web pages, I'm using simple terminology, the easiest on the planet, one of the fastest growing SaaS and development companies that's not backed by other capital, just by bootstrapping, built one of the most amazing companies on the planet.
And started with no business background, really, right? Was a wrestler and a dedicated human being, and was just wanted to help people. I mean, that's really your driving force. It still is. You come across so humble, and you're so skilled. And we met. You came to one of my seminars about 12 years ago as well. You know, we've got to meet each other. So we've known each other all that time. And I just watch you grow geometrically. And, you know, in the online business, like any place else, there are industries where there are people that are extraordinary, and there's a lot of people that are so-so and some that are crooks. And unfortunately, there's a lot of crooks. You are so the opposite. You operate with such integrity and such commitment to add value to other people. I'm just like, we're privileged to have you as a dear friend, and thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
That's amazing. Well, I'm excited because, like, I told Nathan this before. Like, I got started in this business watching him on infomercials with a pad of paper taking notes. Like, this is amazing. And then Tony, the first time I heard about Tony, I went on eBay and bought every one of your courses. Like, literally every one of them. And then my wife and I listened in the car driving everywhere. Wow. And the first time I had a chance to meet, it was like one of the most amazing moments of my life. So I'm just grateful to be sitting here in the room with you guys, which is so much fun.
So you're back there watching us. Uh-huh. Sometimes there's so much information to share, you can complicate it.
Yeah.
I was hoping you could come in and say, all right, what are the parts that we can cut through the chase and show people how they can get started on this path?
For sure. I think for everyone that's watching, you know, you're listening to this, and there's a reason why you showed up here today, right? There's 460,000 people registered. So there's a reason. Everybody was hearing a message, and they showed up to be here. And I think then it comes to a time where, like, hey, if you like what you're learning, there's the opportunity to go and take the next step. And people get scared all the time. And I've kind of found in my time doing this online, there's usually three main reasons why people don't get started. And the first one is that they're scared of the vehicle, like the thing, right?
Yeah.
So for this whole opportunity, that's all about, like, it's you taking your knowledge and turning it into these amazing things. And I'm not going to spend too much time on that because I think, I mean, right there's the stack of, what, 1,000? 1,100 wins in the last 12 months. You've seen this is how I've built my companies. Tony's done it. Dean's done it. Jen has done it. Like it's not like it's like a new weird thing, right? Like it's there, it's happening. And I think that for most people, I think they believe that, like, okay, this is actually a legitimate, it's a real thing, it's a way that I can serve and I can change people's lives. But then the second one, this is what I want to spend the most time in, is people's internal fear of, like, okay, I believe that this is really, really good, but I don't know if I can actually do it. And so I want to spend a little time talking about that. Some of my notes I was writing back here, and I think
I'm a big believer in this. I'm guessing these guys believe the same thing, but I really do believe that business is a calling.
Yes.
It's a calling, and you've been called to serve a group of people. And for any of you guys who are here today, my guess is you heard that calling, and it's like this tug, and it's this pull. And, you know, in the New Testament, it talks about many are called, but few are chosen.
Like,
we get the calling. Everyone has the chance. You have these opportunities where you're called, and you feel this pressure pulling you into something. You're not sure what to do, and you're nervous, and you're scared, and all these things happen. And most people just walk away from it. They feel the tug, and then they're like, there's too much fear or scaredness or whatever that is. And so, again, my guess is you felt that calling, and you've been called to serve. And there's a group of people that you can change, you can literally change their life, which is, like, the most amazing, I think, gift that Moses can have in this life. And I have a close friend, Ryan Moran, and he had a quote that he told me the other day that I thought was the coolest thing. He said, an entrepreneur is someone who takes personal responsibility for a problem that is not their own. Mm. You think about that. Most of the world, there's a problem coming, like, that's not mine. They're running away.
Yeah.
Whereas entrepreneurs are like, I think I can fix that. I think maybe I'm the one that's supposed to be doing that. And it's the opposite of what the rest of the world is doing. And so you've heard that. You felt that calling, and it's like, man, maybe that's me. And I look at these 1,100 people, and how many? 4,000 niches?
Yeah.
Like
4,000. Yeah.
There's more than 1,100. Those are just the ones we printed out. It's the stack we ran in this paper.
It's amazing. So 4,000 niches means there's 4,000 problems out there that are being solved. Mm-hmm. But as an entrepreneur, there's a person like you who's hearing that and like, maybe that's my thing. Maybe I'm the one that's supposed to, you know, and my first business was teaching people to make potato guns. So I was the guy like that was my first thing. Like, and I don't know if you remember,
I do remember. You sent me one.
The first time I met Tony, I was like, how do you impress a guy who's got everything? So I sent him a
potato gun.
I sent him a potato gun.
He shoots far, though.
So fun. But that's the thing is that's like our role is we hear the calling and then we're the ones who say, look, man, like that's a challenge, that's an opportunity. I'm going to take personal responsibility. I'm going to be the person who does this, who helps this. You know, Dean, when he started this business, it was like, I'm going to be the one who helps people to bring knowledge out. When Tony started his, it's like, I'm going to be the person who's going to take this thing. And I think that's the thing. And now, what's interesting, I think, for most of us is the calling, when you hear it, when you feel it, that feeling, it's never at a convenient time, ever.
And you don't feel prepared when you go for it either.
Never prepared.
Yeah.
It's the scariest thing in the world.
Your courage muscle.
It's the scariest thing in the world. And I was looking through just as I was listening to everyone, I was thinking about some of the people that I've had a chance to be around who have a big impact on me. I've seen them have big impacts on different industries and different markets. And there are a couple of stories that really spoke to me that I want to kind of share with you guys. One of them is from one of my friends, Chris Wark. And Chris, he runs a site called chrisbeatcancer.com. And Chris is like a perfect example. He's a guy who's like living a normal life. Everything's happening. And then he comes down with cancer, which is, God, I can't even imagine that. And the fear and all the things that happened with that. And he went through the process and he figured out ways and eventually was able to cure himself of cancer. And in this time, it's like he feels this calling of like, I need help other people. But it's like, man, like I just got my life back. Like there's so many things I could be doing. But like that calling, that feeling of just like, I've got to help people. I have to give back. I have to serve. Like I've been given so much in my life. I need to help other people. And I've seen as he's transformed now thousands of people's lives because of this challenge he got, which became such a gift.
His mess became his message. We talked about, right?
Yeah.
Huge mess, but it became something he can help everybody with.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's so such a cool thing. Another one is Annie Grace is one of my favorite people. Annie actually had a problem with alcohol addiction, and she was a businesswoman. She was traveling all around the world, and she got to the point where she was doing these meetings with people, and everyone out, and they had a drink, and eventually she woke up one day and realized, like, I have a problem. I need to stop this thing. And she didn't know how to stop it. And she tried a whole bunch of different things to try to overcome that. And none of the traditional routes or things really worked. And so she sat down and said, I have to figure out like how does our mind actually work? What causes addictions? And what is the thing that's making it so I can't break this addiction? No matter how much I try all the different programs that are out there. And throughout time, she figured out the psychological effects and how to shift and how to break it, how to reverse it. And she's gone on and written books. She does events. She does courses teaching people how to break the chains of alcohol addiction, which also relates to pretty much any addiction. Yeah. And I've watched her where she had this thing that was like the worst time, like you just recovered from this problem you've had. And all of a sudden you feel this calling of like, you need to help people. Like, why am I qualified? Like, I have the problem. Like, I'm the least qualified person in the world.
That's actually what makes you the most qualified.
Yeah,
it
actually
when you
makes
can solve it.
Right? 100%.
Because it's not intellectual. It's real results. That's the difference between that traditional education and what this is really all about.
Yeah. And I've had a chance to see now with her, just like looking at her community, these people's lives that she changed, families she saved, like all these things because she's going out there. And like I said, I assume everyone's felt that. I'm sure all you guys listening have felt that call and that pull of just like, God, I need help. Alex Sharfman calls it the contribution gap. Like, I know I need to be doing more. I don't know what it is. I'm scared. I'm fearful. But it's like, it's being willing to take that step, being the entrepreneur saying, I'm going to take personal responsibility for that problem. I'm going to take it and make it my own. And so that's kind of the first step in this process. One question that we got on the questions I was reading through here is like, well, who's going to listen to me? Like, I'm just a person, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I always kind of laugh because, like, when I go back home tonight, I'm going to go back to my family and I'm just a person. But, like, here I am, right? But we're all that way. And I think that a lot of times we're scared of, like, I don't know if I'm not qualified yet. Or maybe when I get to this certain point, then I'll be ready. And, like, we have this, we call it the manana principle. It's like, oh, tomorrow, manana, I'll be ready. We keep pushing it off till forever. It never actually happens. There's a movie, Catch Me If You Can. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, of course.
And there's also a book. And in the book version, it's a little bit longer than the movie. It's the story of a guy who's a con artist, so it's not, you know, the best role model, but
it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
I met the guy. He's a real guy.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh. Yeah. Well, in the book, he tells this story where he actually, between all the different things he did, I mean, he was an airline pilot, he was a doctor, he did all these different crazy things, and one thing, he went to Brigham Young University and actually became a sociology professor. He just walked in one day, there's no teacher, he grabs the book and gets up there and teaches an entire semester of advanced sociology. And later, when the feds catch him for all these crazy things he's done, they ask him, like, how did you teach a semester of advanced sociology to these people? And it's like, oh, it was easy. I just got the book and read one chapter ahead. I think what's interesting is, like, it's so true for all of us. It's like, we're thinking, like, when I'm Tony Robbins, then I'm going to go serve the people. I'm going to help people. It's like, no, like, you can help people today. Like, you look back, like, who am I one chapter ahead? Who am I one or two steps ahead of that I can look back and start helping? Like, if I would have waited to share my message about, you know, and I teach people how to build companies with sales funnels. Like, if I would have waited until I was ready, I never would have been ready. In fact, talking about this whole concept of if the calling is never convenient. Like, I remember when I started this company, it was like, I built up a company, it had collapsed, I'd fired 80 people, I was at the brink of, like, bankruptcy. I literally met with the bankruptcy lawyer, we were talking through all the things, and all of a sudden, like, I felt the calling. And I was like, what? Mm. And it was like, you need to start talking about the story. I'm like, I don't want to tell this. This is a horrible story. I don't want to tell it. And for me, I started sharing it. And I started a podcast. I started talking about it. I started talking about this journey I was going on. And it was painful and it was embarrassing. And at first, it's kind of interesting because when you first start talking, I think a lot of times we're nervous because it's like, oh, people are going to make fun of us. But at the beginning, no one's actually listening to you. And so it doesn't really matter. Like, the beginning, that's the chance for you to, like, find your voice and learn how to actually do it. And so it's not about the other people at the first. It's about you learning your voice and how to do the thing and getting a chapter ahead at a time. And after you get a chapter ahead, you can look back and start helping people. So I'm in the middle of the brink of bankruptcy, and I'm like, I feel the calling, like, start publishing, start doing a podcast, start doing whatever. I start sharing these messages, and I started figuring out my stuff. And really quick, all these people started kind of following me, and like, oh my gosh, Russell's a couple steps ahead. And I could look back and then start helping them as well. Mm. I think that's a big thing to understand. And then the last thing internal, I think that I don't want anyone to think, like, this business is, oh, it's going to be so easy, we get rich overnight. Like, that's not what this is. This is a career. This is a lifestyle. This is a mission. This is something that's been driven from beyond that. And I think a lot of times we're like, okay, I'm going to sign up for KBB tonight, and then, you know, next week I'm going to make $50,000. Like, that's not how this works. That's not the game.
That's right.
The game is you come out here and you're building a business. You're building a career. This is a lifestyle. This is something more than any of those other things. And I was reading a blog post the other day from one of my friends, Nathan Berry, and the blog post was called Endure Long Enough to Get Noticed. And in this blog post, he said, how many movies or TV shows do you not hear about till season 3 or 4 or 5?
Yeah.
You know, how many?
Seinfeld was a total failure.
Yeah,
nobody's going to do it, right?
Yeah.
One of the greatest of all time.
Exactly. And I think what happens is right now there's so much content, so many people, so many things happening, so much noise happening that us as humans, we wait to see what's going to stick around long enough to actually rise to the top. And so for a lot of us, it's understanding that going into this, like this isn't going to be an overnight thing. This is something I'm getting into. This is going to be a business. But, like, I'm going to start the process. I'm going to get a chapter ahead. And then the second chapter, I'm going to be learning this. And as you keep doing that, that's the process. And if you endure long enough, like you start today and then a month now, then 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to be in that big old stack of paper. And then 2 years from now, you're going to be up here on stage. You're going to take Genesee. And you'll be telling your story. Like, but it's all about enduring long enough to get noticed. Keep doing the thing. And so I hope that helps you guys, those who are thinking, like, I don't know if I can do it. You could ask my friends in high school and my family members and stuff like that. In fact, I had I served in a mission for my church. I mean, the guy who's kind of the lead of the mission is called the mission president. And he came to our last event we did, and he said, "Man, of all the people that I worked with 20 years ago, he's like, you are the least likely that I would have ever thought was the person." And it doesn't have to do with your skills now. It has to do with you just talking and sharing. And, yeah. And the more you do it, the better you get and the more comfortable. So again, the first thing, first big fear is like people are scared of the vehicle. Like, I don't know if this is for me. Okay, I promise you this works. It's worked for so many people. Number two is, can I do it? And the answer is yes, you can do it. And then the third fear people have is like the external field of like, well, I believe that this is right. I believe I could do it, but I just don't know how to do it. And like, that's the whole point. You shouldn't know how to do it. That's why we have KBB for you, so you can go and you can figure it out. Like, that's the best part.
Save yourself years and years. Yeah. I also, you know, what you said earlier is really true. I want to say to people, I always tell people, most people overestimate what they'll do in a year and underestimate what they're going to do in a decade. Absolutely. Like, look at what's happened to you, and I've known you this last decade. Yeah. The growth has been insane. But, you know, I always overestimated, but because I kept doing it, endured, it just grows and grows. And when you get multiple decades on you, you'll be in a place you never dreamed of. So that may sound too far off for people that want an instant answer, but you do have an instant answer. You have the answer what to do now. So you start with your, like I did, 7 people, and then you go to your 20 and your 50 and your 100, and pretty soon you've built something that you're unbelievably proud of because it's meaningful and it's impactful, and you've been able to take care of your family and have the kind of economic freedom that you want. And you're a perfect example of that, Russell. Thank you for that. And also a perfect example of what integrity is. You have tremendous integrity. You're always looking to add more value. It's same as us. I think it's why you've prospered so much, brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's and it's great. I mean, you write books on this. You help people uncover. And you know what? Jenna was right. Like, we call it unpackaging your superpower, exposing your superpower. And it sounds so big, but when you look at people helping parents with eczema or through a divorce, or the examples you gave here, you realize your mess could be your message, or just that thing that you didn't realize that took you 5 years to figure out. There's somebody starting on day one and they need it. So only because I know we're getting late here and I want to give everybody the opportunity, but I don't want to leave without any last words or any last thoughts.
Yes, I have one last, in fact, it's a quote. So I'm gonna quote someone much greater than me, if that's okay, because this is like one of my favorite quotes of all time, and hopefully this will ring true to you. So this is from Sir Winston Churchill. He said, "To each there comes in their lifetime a special moment when they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered the chance to do a very special thing unique to them and fitted to their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour."
Wow, that's so
beautiful. So for everyone listening, like, again, business is a calling. You have been called to serve a group of people. You have been called to change their lives. And you felt that's why you're here. That's why you're still on 2 hours into this thing, because you're feeling it and you're like, you know this is for you, but you're scared and you're nervous and all those things, and it's okay. You should be scared. Like, do you think I was scared coming out here like Hangy? Like, I'm like shaking in my boots right now. It's okay. You still got to show up and just do the thing.
That's right.
Because there are people out there who are waiting for you to change their lives, and you can't do it until you take that first step. Because the chance is going to come where you could have changed someone's life, and if you're not prepared, what a tragedy that'd be for you. But more importantly, what a tragedy it is for them. So take advantage, move forward, because you have the ability to change someone's life, and the tools you're going to learn in this process will help you to be able to do that. So a lot of times we worry about ourselves when we make a decision like this, like, oh, how is it going to affect me and things like that. And I would challenge you to flip it around the other way and be like, who are the people I've been called to serve? Like, how will me taking the step change their lives?
Or your family.
Yeah, your family, the people around. Like, it's interesting, like, when you shift away from, like, how am I going to make money, to, like, how can I serve people? The money will come. It does. But, like, that, I can't tell you, like, I've had a lot of big wins in my life, and it's like, oh, it's really fun. But, like, when you can have a chance to help someone else have that impact, and you see them win, there's nothing better than that in the world, and you'll have a chance to experience that. Some of you, for the first time in your lives, and when you have a chance to do that, and you see someone else, the light bulb go off, the life change, and you're like, oh my gosh, I was a little piece in that journey. There's no better feeling than that in the whole world. So I hope you guys can all experience that as you go through this program and change lives of the people you've been called to serve. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com, and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.